If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. The dictionary defines the word logophile as a lover of words. And next to the word logophile, it has a picture of me. Not really, but I do love words, almost to the point of obsession about words. I feel such a strange and yet sublime pleasure in finding just the right word to express my thoughts, not just any old word. And if I cannot find just the right word, I sit there like an idiot with a blank stare on my face, searching for the right word. My deepest delight in discovering the right word comes from seeing how love for all words leads you to a love for the original Word, the Word of God, the Word made flesh, as it says in John chapter 1, verse 14, that is Jesus Christ. In its deepest and most profound sense, a logophile, a lover of words, is another word for a Christian. Someone who loves all words, because all words ultimately point to the one true and eternal Word, Jesus Christ. Today, let me help you fall in love with a particular word in the Bible. And that word is palisade. Palisade, which you find in both readings today. The first reading from 1 Maccabees, and in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. If you ever visit New York City and drive across the Hudson River on the George Washington Bridge from Manhattan to New Jersey, you will see a striking geological wonder called the Palisades. The Palisades. Have you ever seen them? Ever heard of them? The Palisades are a stretch of steep cliffs that roughly resemble stakes that form a fence line for 20 miles. The word palisade comes from the Latin word palus, meaning a stake. In effect, a palisade is a wall or a fence made up of stakes for the purpose of defense against enemy attack. In the gospel, however, Jesus uses palisade not to describe how Jerusalem will defend itself, but how it will be attacked by the Roman armies. We read Jesus' words, "For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. Our Lord goes on. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. And what happened? 40 years later, Jesus uttered those prophetic words. They were fulfilled to the letter by the Roman armies that leveled Jerusalem in 70 AD, forming a palisade around the holy city, which had become an unholy city. When we carefully examine the word palisade, we perceive the power of Jesus, the Word of God, who never wields his words carelessly. We have to look a little harder to find the word palisade in the first reading from 1 Maccabees. We hear about a heroic man named Mattathias who killed a Jew committing idolatry. We read, "When Mattathias saw him, he was filled with zeal, and he sprang forward and killed him upon the altar." But then we hear how Mattathias's zeal is compared to that of Phinehas, who in Numbers chapter 25 also killed two people committing idolatry. They were in the sexual embrace. And he used a spear, a palisade, and thrust through both of them. In other words, a palisade is a weapon, not only to erect a wall, but also to wield an attack against enemies who deny or distort worship of God by committing idolatry, worshiping idols. Mattathias may not have picked up a palisade like Phinehas, but both men were filled with fiery zeal for true worship of God, which is related in the Word of God, in the Old Testament books of Numbers and Maccabees. That zeal for true worship is exactly what the people lacked in Jesus' day. And therefore, palisades would be used against the Jews by their enemies, because now it was the Jews who were guilty of idolatry, worshiping false gods. In other words, if the Jews had studied the history of the word palisade in their Bible, they would learn how they had failed to offer God true worship, and therefore they did not recognize the time of their visitation. By the way, here's a random thought. Do you know how to kill Dracula? Of course you do. You have to drive a wooden stake through his heart. You have to drive a palisade through his heart. Why? Because Dracula does not offer God true worship. He is an idolater. He worships idols rather than the true God. And also, have you noticed what Catholics do at the beginning of every Mass? We strike our breasts 3 times. We strike our hearts 3 times. And we ask for forgiveness for our sins. Symbolically, we drive a palisade through our hearts for our sins, for our false worship, for worshiping anything more than loving God, so that we are prepared for true worship in the Mass. And that is how loving a little word like palisade can help you love the big word named Jesus Christ. Praised be Jesus Christ.